Lace work is so special that people have made collections of it. We're here because you simply must know about these two great women, both of whom were younger than me. Much younger, in fact. Carmen Tórtola Valencia, who was from Seville, had special and exquisite taste. She was younger than me and was brought up in London, travelling the world until she arrived in Barcelona. Her collection is an impressive one, and it includes pieces from places and made with techniques that are so diverse that I had only ever heard of them but never seen them. She made pieces in lace for her own performances. Her career as a dancer was a spectacular one. She performed exotic dances, which, I must confess, I do not understand. I understand that she became the public image for La Maja perfumes, and that she was the inspiration for artists such as Zuloaga. Of all her pieces, I'm particularly enchanted by this special large fan for flamenco dances. Just look at the marvellous tulle background and the bobbin work in black. Magnificent. And just behind is another collection, Francesca Bonnemaison's, which I think is wonderful. She was the daughter of an important merchant in Barcelona, Gilles Bonnemaison, who, I am sure, has sold some of our creations from his fabric shop in the Ramblas. Francesca was an excellent teacher who promoted education for working class and middle class women. She insisted on the need for them to gain access to the labour market, and that sewing, needlework and the like need not just be to make things for the home, but could be sold to earn money. And you, who live in the 21st century, know how important it is for a woman to have her own income. I am from a different generation, and I had never heard it explained like that, but when I paid the lace makers, I knew I was helping them. I must confess that every time I stop in front of these display cabinets, I think of the conversations that the three of us would have had if we had lived at the same time. I'll wait for you to talk about the dresses you can see there, just to the right,